Welcome in Terry Birchall, joining us on behalf of the North Platte Public School Foundation, joining us as she does every month. Terry, how are you?
Doing great, thanks. How about you?
You're surviving the wind?
Yes, surviving the wind. Loving the sunshine, though.
Yes, it's feeling awfully good. I'm enjoying spring.
I am, too. It's finally here.
Like, yeah.
I was getting too ahead of myself, wanting to plant things. And
Yes, I've been wanting to also. I was reminded recently, I was at Menards over the weekend, this last weekend. I wanted to go look at the greenhouse, and I was reminded that I don't even have my garden ready, so I probably shouldn't be doing too much shopping.
Yes, yes. I know. We still need to dig our mowers out of the shed. So,
yeah. Getting to be that time.
It is getting... It's past time for us to mow.
Now, Terry, as we get into the spring months, it's no surprise that North Platte Giving Day is quickly approaching.
It is. And isn't that fun? It's on May 4th. May the
4th
be with you.
Yes. Big Star Wars Day.
Right. Yes, we're excited about it, too. We're included on there. And we are, again, going to be advocating and asking people's support for dual credit scholarships.
Sure.
We have a lot of kiddos that, you know, when you're a junior or senior in high school, it's not like you can do FAFSA for those classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's very limited scholarships. I know Mid Plains offers some dual credit scholarships, as well as there's some help through the state for those low to moderate income kids called ACE scholarships that they can apply for, but there's limited amounts of those.
Sure.
So we are going to look at giving some kids some scholarships for dual credit for next year and hopefully increase that. We were able to do about 17 scholarships last year for $150. And so the college already kind of discounts those courses for the students, so that's a little bit of a break. The district also offers reimbursement, so they just have to fill out the form to get the reimbursement for that. And then now with these scholarships, hopefully, of course, we want the students to have a little skin in the game.
Sure.
But hopefully it'll get down to a little bit more reasonable rate for more kids to start their college career, those that are ready to do that. We've got a big goal for that, so we're hoping we can get to that 10,000 mark to help the kids, because there's on average about 180 students per semester that take at least one, if not more, dual credit classes.
Oh, wow.
So, and the college and the school district have worked really good to partner also on those career and technical ed classes.
Yes.
So they offer some building construction that seniors can start taking, and they're also going to start some welding classes as well, looking at that partnership. So really looking down that career and technical ed aspect of how to make those happen too.
And for those, this is a little bit off topic, but somewhat related, Terry, for those that are unaware also, folks that are thinking about getting right into the workforce after graduating high school, North Platte High School has a lot of different programs that go on. I always think of the partnership that they have with the flower market in downtown North Platte.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of internships and things like that that get offered to those students. And we're hoping to keep building that. You know, with COVID, we kind of lost some of those connections, so to speak.
Sure.
Got a little disconnected. The hospital had to, of course, with their strict guidelines, it was hard to get students back into that.
Understandably so.
Yeah. So we're really taking a look at that, too. So we're excited for all the business that do partner with us, and we want to thank them for not only to the district, but the foundation, because we're all just kind of working together towards
Absolutely.
The same goal.
It's a great community effort in a number of ways.
It really is. It really is. And I think more and more, I know when my kids were younger, it takes a community to raise your kids.
Yeah, we've heard the phrase, it takes a village.
It does.
What a great village we're blessed to have here.
Very blessed. Very blessed.
North Platte Giving Day coming up on May 4th. Of course, the foundation going to be one of the businesses represented on that, one of the nonprofits, we should add. And there's a lot of options for folks for Giving Day. So why should they choose the North Platte Public School Foundation?
Well, with the dual credit, I believe they're just reinforcing their belief in the students to get a higher education and to continue. And for those students that are really wanting to pursue that, if they really worked hard, they could have their associate's degree by the time they graduated. Mm. Takes a little hard work.
Sure.
But I think the community does support our students in the area, and I think that's why they should support this.
It's very much an investment, I would say, as well.
Very much an investment. And what a great way to build that workforce that's much needed in North Platte.
Absolutely.
Get them some skill sets so that they can be out there, we're in the workforce.
Now, Terry, with the warmer temperatures our way also, we're going to be starting to think about summer and thinking about some reunions for alumnus that might be coming back to the area.
Yes, we are. So the foundation education after hours typically takes place in the spring. We're moving that to summer and starting kind of a weekend that reunion can take an opportunity and latch onto the events that are already planned so they have a little less to plan. So Friday, July 29th, we'll be doing a dinner, and we'll also be doing our distinguished alumni recognition at the dinner. And
awesome.
Obviously, this is a fundraiser.
Sure.
But we would love more nominations for the North Platte High School alumni that are doing some great things out there that we just don't know about. And they could be across the country. We just need people to nominate them. And they can go out to the website, nppsf.org, and go under alumni, and there's a place to fill out a nomination form for those alumni that are deserving for that recognition. So getting back to July 29th of this year with our education after hours, and then on Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock out at Lake Maloney Golf, we have partnered with the NPHS Booster Club, mm-hmm. and we'll be raising money for the golf team to be able to have some indoor golf time.
Really?
Out at Lake Maloney. So get your golf team together. You can get registered for that as well. So we're excited about the upcoming event, and we're really hoping that reunions will look at that weekend. We're always going to look at that last weekend in July, mm-hmm. That they can come back that weekend, they can come to the dinner, and they can go golf if they want, and they still have a Saturday night. And actually, I should mention Venue 304 and the foundation have partnered, and we're actually, the foundation will have that Venue 304 all weekend long.
Oh, wow. The new Venue 304
the
in downtown
New
North
Venue
Platte.
304. So if a class reunion wants to schedule something on that Saturday, say a breakfast or a lunch mm-hmm. or a brunch on Saturday or Sunday, they can contact the foundation and we'll get that arranged and we won't charge them.
Oh, awesome.
So
awfully convenient.
Very convenient. And we're finding more reunion coordinators. There are some classes that 80% of them still live here in town.
Okay. Makes it easy.
It does. But then there's still the ones that the reunion coordinator is out of town.
Sure.
And they call and say, where do I even book this?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got some options for both those that are in town and out of town. And hopefully it'll help them reduce some of their cost to have their reunions here in North Platte and bring everybody back.
Absolutely. And Terry, if folks want to learn more about the foundation, perhaps make a donation or perhaps a lasting legacy, how can they do so?
They can reach out to me, Terry Burchell, at nppsf.org on the website. There's some contact information there. For North Platte Giving Day, go to northplattegivingday.org.
Mm-hmm.
/NPPSF will take you directly to the foundation as well. We just really appreciate the community stepping up and always supporting all of the nonprofits across the community.
Giving Day.
In this area.
It's a goosebump day in a lot of ways. It's so cool.
It is very much so. And all of those people that do matching funds and help sponsor the fun prizes along the way. So, yes.
It's awesome. And it's almost here.
It is. May
Terry,
the 4th be with you.
As always, yes. And with you as well. Always good to see you in the studio. Look forward to seeing you again this time next month.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.